The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, Sharpen Fungicide from BASF, and Johnstown Bean Company. The U.S. Dry Bean Council held a comprehensive review of the dry bean harvest from this past year. U.S. Dry Bean Council Executive Director Rebecca Broder says 2021 was a pretty good year.
2019, we all remember, was a crazy year. We had some very challenging weather events that had quite an impact on our crop. But 2020, on the other hand, was a pretty fantastic year. We had an excellent harvest. We had good yields. We had great crop quality. And that was a good thing, because it's no surprise that 2021, with everything that we had going on, was a year of unprecedented demand for U.S. dry beans. And that was both here in the U.S. and around the world as well.
North Harvest Bean Growers Association Executive Director Mitch Coulter recapped the dry bean crop in the North Harvest region.
Eastern North Dakota, where more of the production is housed, we saw pocket variability in fields and by regions. Watching yield monitors across the field, you may be hitting average to a little above average, and then we'll hit spots where we just didn't get any crop. So average crop in eastern North Dakota, about 1,200 to 1,500 pounds per acre.
The drought only had a minor impact on Minnesota's dry bean crop.
Minnesota yield, we saw about 1,950 pounds per acre. That is down about 150 pounds from 2020, but still very good. Again, the yield variability across the state with this drought was pocket variability. So, you know, if you did get the rains, we did get a good crop, but the irrigation really is a driving factor for Minnesota. Disease pressures were low and yields were about average.
The Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, Sharpen Fungicide from BASF, and Johnstown Bean Company.